thinking about the world's problems leave you hopeless? Are you tired of feeling like there's nothing we can do? Well, you're in the right place, because this is the official Building a Better World podcast. And now, here's your host, co-author of Building a Better World in Your Backyard, Instead of Being Angry at Bad Guys, Sean Clausen-Coop.
Hello, and welcome to the Building a Better World podcast. My name is Sean Clausen-Coop, and welcome to episode number 24. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you're having a great day, and I hope you find this episode insightful and interesting, and that it excites you to share these ideas with others. In the last episode, I talked about something that I find to be extremely exciting, and that is the interesting idea of building natural swimming pools, something that we totally don't need, but would be really cool if we had. In this episode, I'm going to talk about financial strategies, and that's going to be the theme of this episode and the next episode, and talking about how we can achieve some of our dreams that we've maybe grown as we've been listening and thinking about the ideas in this podcast. So stay tuned for that. But before I start on today's topic, I just want to thank everybody who has reviewed the podcast and put out your opinions so that other people can know if this is a thing for them. And I appreciate the honest reviews. I think that it helps the right people find this podcast. Obviously, I wish everyone would implement these ideas, but maybe some people aren't ready for them yet. And maybe some people need somebody else to share those ideas with them. So thanks for your honest reviews. Hopefully it helps people learn techniques that are helping them live a better life and build a better world at the same time. So in this episode, I want to start talking about financial strategies. And in order to start talking about financial strategies, I wish to share a story. And I would like to tell you this story, but we already worked really hard to craft the exact wording that we wanted to use to share this story for our book. And so instead of regurgitating it for you with worse words, I think it's better to just give you verbatim the words from the book. And so I'm going to include an excerpt here from our audiobook. And we're talking about a story that Paul came up with to help explain some ideas about financial strategies. So I'll include the audiobook excerpt here, and then we'll get into a bit of a discussion of it afterwards. So without further ado, here is an excerpt with Michael Haytack narrating the audiobook for Building a Better World in Your Backyard. This is the story of two fictional characters, Ferd and Gert.
Ferd works a job for 40 hours a week. He spends about half an hour commuting each way, so that is now effectively 45 hours per week. Ferd spends 10 hours per week on feeding himself, driving to restaurants, waiting in line at restaurants, ordering, waiting, driving to grocery stores to get his favorite foods with the best price, shopping, waiting in line, etc. After his monthly expenses, Ferd has about $200 per month of disposable income and maybe $800 in the bank. Ferd spends nearly all of his disposable income on fun things. He's looking for entertainment and life substance. Ferd dreams of having $1 million so that he doesn't have to work anymore. If he had $1 million, he could buy a better house, a better car, awesome toys, and he would no longer have to work at this sucky job. Or any sucky job. Ferd earns $40,000 per year now. In 20 years, he will have had several small raises such that, by the time the years have passed, he will have earned, cumulatively, $1 million. Gert has realized the permaculture dream. She lives on a few acres and eats the food that grows there. During the warmer months, she spends some time harvesting and preserving food. During a week or two in the fall, Gert is working a good 50 hours a week. But for most of the year, she's working less than 10 hours a week. Gert also spends about 10 hours a week making her meals. Usually, it is something quick, but sometimes she makes something more elaborate. Neighbors sometimes buy some of Gert's excess food. Once a year, she will help with a permaculture design for somebody. Gert has a little pickup, but she hasn't fired it up in 3 months. She has about $300 per month of disposable income and $4,000 in the bank. Gert has trouble spending this extra money. She's not sure what to spend it on. It just sort of accumulates. Gert earns about $7,000 per year now, She intends to earn less money in future years. Over the next 20 years, Gert will have earned $100,000. If Gert had $1 million, what would she do with it? How would her life change? Since Gert is a fictitious person in my head, I hereby declare that her life would not change. If your life does not change if you have $1 million, then is it fair to say that you are living the life of a millionaire? Maybe we could call this being a permaculture millionaire.
All right, so I hope you enjoyed that excerpt from our audiobook and this fictional story of two characters, Ferd and Gert. I think that this story shares so many ideas about life and life goals and life strategy and financial strategies that we can learn so much from and take away from. And we're talking here about the idea of, you know, if you can live a simpler life and have less needs, then there might not be a need to work a job or nearly as much of a job. And I think the stats are that 90% of people hate their jobs. And so 9 out of 10 chance that you're listening to this, roughly, and you hate your job. And so I like the idea that maybe you can quit that job eventually. Or maybe you don't need to go get a job. Not because you're sacrificing, but because you just don't need very much and you don't want very much. And you're happy living a simple life, connected to nature, and enjoying the experience of going out for a walk and sitting in a hammock and experiencing the plants and animals and all of the other wonderful things that nature has to offer. For me, this is an extremely attractive vision of what life could be like for so many people around the world. And it takes some work to get there. It doesn't happen overnight necessarily, but I think it's easily possible. And in a number of podcasts already, you've heard me share ideas for how we can save money on our heating bills and maybe on our construction bills and certainly on our food bills and in many other areas of life, just by not needing as much stuff or not wanting as much stuff and enjoying what there is regardless. And this isn't necessarily the life for everyone. Maybe some people are going to enjoy the Ferd thing. Maybe some people are going to want to grow a ginormous business and help even more people. But I think that the Gert dream is something that a lot of people can identify with, and wanting to just be connected to nature and living a life, I would call it a life of luxury, of just being able to connect with nature and do the work that you feel that you want to do, but don't feel like you have to necessarily either. And I think that if we as a group of people would move in a direction where more people are trying to do this, then I think we're all going to be happier as a result. And in our book, at the end of the chapter where we're talking about the story of Ferd and Gert, we share this sentence that says, "I am thinking of giving Ferd $1 million. Which, just to be extremely clear, I don't have $1 million, and neither does Paul. But I'm thinking of giving Ferd $1 million. But I think telling him about Gert might be of greater value." And I think that too often we just assume that we have to live the Ferd lifestyle and that we're forced into it. And I think that there are other ways and that we can live a better life, and that we don't have to suffer at a job for the rest of our lives. So I hope that this interests you. Obviously, this is an introductory idea, but an exciting one nonetheless. And so I'm going to leave it there for this episode. And in the next episode, I'm going to go into one approach for how Gerthood could potentially be achieved. There are many paths to Gerthood, a number of which I'm sure I haven't thought of yet. Maybe you have. And maybe you're already living a Gert life, and if so, I wish to congratulate you wholeheartedly and hope that you are just really enjoying that. So stay tuned for the next episode for what I'm going to call the beer plan, and I suspect you will like it for subliminal reasons. Now, Before we finish off for the day, I just want to invite you to check out the book if you're interested in learning more. We have a whole chapter, quite a long chapter, on financial strategies and a whole bunch of other info in there too, of course. So if you want to check that out, please head out to buildingabetterworldbook.com. And if you want to go, you can get a link to the physical book, the ebook, or the audiobook off the website there. So any format you're interested in, buildingabetterworldbook.com is the place to go. That's all for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And that's all. Okay then. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode and want to learn more about building a better world in your backyard, saving money, and living a more luxuriant life, all without being angry at bad guys, please visit buildingabetterworldbook.com.